KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Hello, I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. Here's one of the many details that make Lamb a film of hypnotic beauty, and one with a wild and woolly premise that could have gone howlingly wrong. It's what we see immediately after the Icelandic heroine, Maria, sits down to calm herself by playing the piano. She's played powerfully by Noomi Rapace. As the first notes are heard, the camera peers inside the instrument at the hammers hitting the strings to make the music. What's that all about? Well, the hammers are made of felt, which comes from wool, which comes from sheep. Lamb, playing in theaters with English subtitles, is sheep-centric, not to mention eccentric. The quirky shot contributes to the tone of the film, a debut feature by Valdemar Johansson that is delicately droll as well as frightening, fearlessly silly, and weirdly profound. Maria and her husband Ingvar are sheep farmers in rural Iceland. They're alone with each other, having lost a child in the recent past, but their sense of loss is suddenly banished by the birth of a lamb, and I'm not going to tell you anything the trailer doesn't give away. By the birth of a lamb who walks upright, is at least half human, and as the mute, cute, and curly-coated creature grows into toddlerhood, is partial to wearing a bright blue sweater around the house. In other words, Maria and Ingvar have been blessed, or so it would seem, with a new life to nurture. It's easy to make light of the narrative's goofy side, but that's okay. This is a shaggy lamb story, expertly told. There's also a vividly alert sheepdog named Dog. The filmmaker and his characters, they include Ingvar's black sheep brother, play an intricate game of drawing us in by mixing whimsy, even humor, with a growing sense of dread. The exquisitely slow reveal of the infant's physique is a study in classically suspenseful storytelling. In scene after scene, we don't know what's going to happen, but we're sure it'll be worth the wait, especially because of Noomi Rapace's presence. Those who followed the Swedish star's career, she speaks Icelandic here, will remember her, i.e. never forget her, as the ferocious ambisexual goth hacker Lisbeth Salander in The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. Maria also has her moments of ferocity, usually directed at a particular you. For the most part, though, Noomi Rapace portrays her with a quicksilver mix of severity and serenity. It's a commanding performance in a singular movie that's almost perfect in an eerie way, except for its failure to subtitle Dog's Barks. Inquiring minds want to know how a smart pooch feels about what the sheepish stork brought. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.